Good morning, and welcome to this week's MTC Studio broadcast. Today, we're excited to talk to you about great teams and great collaboration. My name is Dean Suzuki, and I wanted to welcome you back. One of the things that I'm finding as I deal with our customers here every day at the Microsoft Technology Center is that they're working with teams that are distributed across locations, across time zones, and they're asking us, how can we help them become more effective working together and enable great collaboration? So today we're going to talk about some of the solutions we have in that space. But before we jump into that, a couple things. If you have any questions throughout the session, please feel free to type them in into the Q&A manager, which should be at the bottom of your screen, and we'll be monitoring that throughout the call. But with that, I wanted to invite my colleague, Mo Omar from our Seattle MTC. Welcome, Mo. How are you doing today?
What's up, Dean? Doing well. Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks for joining us today. Hey, would you mind introducing to the audience, give a little background on yourself?
Absolutely. So, hey everyone, my name is Mo, like Dean mentioned. I'm actually based out of Seattle, the not-so-sunny Seattle. Happy to be in Irvine to get some vitamin D over here, unfortunately just for today, but I'm happy to be here with you guys.
Awesome. Thanks, Mo, for joining us. Hey, Mo, can you kind of maybe give the audience some perspective? You know, we deal with our enterprise customers every day. What are some of the things that they're bringing to you about some of the challenges they're having and collaboration challenges and what you're seeing?
Yeah, great question. It's actually quite simple. A lot of teams today, to be effective in the workplace, they need to be able to collaborate more effectively. And if we actually just step back just one step here and look at how we used to work just 5, maybe 10 years ago, you know, coming to the office, it's pretty siloed. Everyone's working in their own cubicle, in their own office, and not a lot of communication, right? If you need to talk to somebody, you have to actually go walk over there. Now let's take that a step further and say, you know, what if Dean is in Tokyo and I'm in Seattle? Actually, it's a very common scenario with us here in the MTCs. We're located globally, 40 offices globally with architects all over the world. So how do we actually work together? We rely on communication through email, through telephony, through things like Skype for Business, and to be able to quickly share and get work done together. Statistically, it's actually proven just 5 years ago from today, employees actually work twice as much with teams. And that type of work is very collaborative, right? So if we're in the actual office, we might go and grab a huddle room, a phone room, a big conference room, present something on the board, and start working together, whiteboarding together, and getting our work done. Prior to that, those kind of things used to be done face-to-face. If I was in an office, I would have to fly over, spend a lot of money and time, hotels, expenses, just so we could meet together. Today, we actually do that a lot more effective.
Yeah, in fact, it's kind of interesting. In preparation for this session, Mo and I, we actually had a couple calls going on virtually over our Skype for Business platform. You know, again, I'm here in Irvine, Mo was up in Seattle, and we were collaborating upon this and actually working on it before the session without having to fly together to meet on it. So, quick example, right?
Yeah. That's a great example. And let's actually just touch on some of the things that ineffective collaboration affects. So this actually hits business's bottom line, and that's really important to you. Just by being ineffective in collaboration, you affect agility. So the ability to actually get things done quicker, it is negatively affected without the right collaboration tools. Secondly, is the quality of the actual work. When I'm siloed from my colleagues, getting that real-time collaboration is just not possible in the way we used to do things 5 years ago. And of course, innovation. The ability for me to just pick up the phone over Skype, see if Dean's available, right, through his presence, give him a quick call and be like, hey Dean, I have a great idea for something that we could do at the MTC. That sparks innovation, real time. And without those kind of tools, without that type of real-time collaboration, you affect the business. You affect the business's ability to actually innovate and produce better results. And you know, here at Microsoft, our mission is to empower every organization and person to achieve more. And we do that by making them more productive in the workplace. So, with that said, we also understand that one size doesn't fit all, right? So You know, when we talk about millennials, I know everyone's kind of tired about speaking about millennials, but, you know, believe it or not, in 2020, just, you know, 3 years from now, 4 years from now, millennials will actually account for more than 40% of the workplace, so about 45%. And a lot of those millennials enjoy collaborating and talking through social platforms. You know, think of, you know, the things that they grew up on, Facebook, WhatsApp Messenger, Skype, right? These are old tools they are accustomed to working on and they expect to see in the workplace. Now, some of the workplace employees that have been around for a lot longer, they're accustomed to emails, right? So Dean, I'm pretty sure the first thing that comes to mind when you want to contact somebody is shoot them an email over Outlook, right? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, so very, very typical. For me, I actually like SMS, right? So I send a text message to my manager. My manager looks at it as like, who's this crazy guy texting me? This is work-related. Why are you texting me over my phone?
Yeah.
You know, but it's just the way people get, you know, some people have different ways to get things done, and that's totally fine. At Microsoft, we try to position our cloud platform to address, you know, we try to approach it as one size doesn't fit all, and we try to make sure that we have the right solutions to address everyone's requirements, right, in the collaboration space. You know, for me, Dean, I'm not sure about you. I have some colleagues that, you know, those type of colleagues, they have Skype for Business, and their status is constantly away. I look at it, and it's like, away, 83 days. It's like, okay, so I'm pretty sure I'm not going to get a hold of them.
We call that hiding.
Yeah, exactly, right? Hiding, right?
They are hiding.
Yeah, so, you know, they think that, you know, by hiding, they won't be reachable. That affects collaboration, right? Yeah. It's fine if you don't like IMing over Skype for Business. There are other ways to get a hold of employees, but just know by not even providing those tools, you're affecting just team collaboration as a whole. So let's talk about our solution, right? I'm sure many of you have heard about Office 365. It's our complete group collaboration solution. And we try to hit the most important pillars, right? The typical, very well-known scenario of sending formal email communications and scheduling meetings. So I'm sure we are all accustomed to that scenario. But what about sending documents and sharing documents? And more importantly, working together on documents in real time. So we provide a really rich experience for that. You know, typically, I could tell you from Microsoft, I get a lot of slide decks from our marketing teams that are about 100 megabytes, even some that are 500 megabytes. And sending that over email just doesn't work today. So more effective tools are needed to do that. And we try to bring that to the table. Thirdly is the most, you know, one of the more important ones is real-time communication. Having the ability to, you know, call Dean, see his presence, his availability, whether he's in a meeting, if he's busy, do not disturb me at all, or he's away, and be able to initiate a IM conversation or go directly into a audio or video call, right? So if he has a video compatible device, either through his phone, his laptop, his tablet, being able to give him a quick call. And the great thing from that is it could start between me and Dean, right? And Dean goes, hey, listen, I actually worked with Ollie on this same scenario a month ago, and he's got some really great insights. And Karen as well, you know, could probably add some value into the scenario. We could quickly add those people into the call by, again, looking at their presence, their availability, and just bringing them into the call directly.
We now have like a virtual team, right? We could just
Absolutely.
Pull people in from any location, which is kind of interesting. I was dealing with a customer on Tuesday. And you know, you think about what a lot of our customers are doing each day is they have static meetings where they have to meet together in a physical conference room to get things done. Imagine that's really challenging today when your teams are now spread across the United States. Mm-hmm. You either have to have people flying across the US to meet in a conference room to get something done.
Yeah.
Now, the scenario you pointed out was very interesting where you know, virtually we could just say, hey, is Omar Green, which is the status is available, I'll reach out and IM him. We're quickly in a call. And not only can we do voice communication, but we can quickly share our desktops and collaborate over content.
Yeah. And you know, another scenario is, you know, I remember working for a company about 6 years ago. And if somebody tried to get a hold of me, and we were geographically displaced, right? So we had offices in different regions. I actually used to live in Jordan in the Middle East, and we would have offices in different countries. You know, the US is pretty big and you have multiple states. Middle East is pretty small. So if I was in Jordan, I had a colleague in Dubai or Abu Dhabi, it would be hard to communicate, especially during those times where all we had was that that telephone, right? That handset, and we had that work telephone. So if I try to call a colleague in Dubai and she wasn't there to answer, well, you know, how am I gonna get a hold of her? I'm gonna have to wait, leave her a voicemail, wait until she calls me back, and when she calls me back, I might not be on my desk. So just that feature alone, or that scenario alone, with our solution, yeah, we try to enable, access anywhere, anytime, right? So I cannot be in my desk, but I still have Skype for Business running on my phone, my smartphone, mm-hmm. And I get the full experience, right? So if I call my colleague in Dubai, again, going back to that scenario, and she might not be on her desk, but because I'm calling over Skype for Business instead of just her work phone, that call could be forwarded to her phone, she could answer it from there. Or she could reject me and send me a quick IM saying, listen, I'll call you in 5 minutes. But that communication, that collaboration is quicker. And that's what unlocks real innovation in the workplace.
Yeah.
And then finally, I know this question comes a lot, at least from my customers, is, our solution is cloud-based, right? And while we do integrate with hybrid scenarios, we understand a lot of organizations have components that are still living in their premises. We want to make sure that at Microsoft, trust is our number one priority, right? We want to make sure that you trust that, number one, the data that's in the cloud is your data, right? We're just providing you with the infrastructure and the solution to power that data and make it more effective to your employees. But we try to address, the security aspect as best as possible, making you feel comfortable whether you're collaborating in the cloud or you're integrating with your on-premises systems in your workplace. All right, so with that, I think, Dean, we've had a little too much slides. We should jump into demos.
Sounds good. What do you say? Sounds great.
All right, let's do it. So here's how we like to do these demos. We like to set the stage for a certain scenario, right? And we try to make it a simple scenario. Let's not overcomplicate things. But I was once told this, the simple things in life is the way you do everything in life. So tackling the simplest of challenges. So here's a scenario. Dean and I are part of a team working together to put a PowerPoint deck for our biannual executives meeting. And I'm sure we've all been in the position where one of the execs comes to you and says, I need this ASAP and the presentation has to go flawless. There's one problem. I just got off the plane, it was delayed about 30 minutes, and I have a piece of data that's very important for the actual meeting. And I'm sure, again, we've all been in the scenario, right?
Yeah.
And Dean is over there stressing out, how am I gonna get a hold of Mo and get that information prepared in time for the meeting. Meeting is going to happen in 20 minutes. I just got off the plane that was delayed, and the only device I have with me right now is my iPad. All right, so let's see how this is going to play out.
Let's do it.
Dean, you want to go ahead and set the stage?
So Mo's getting on his iPad here, so he's just got off the airplane. I've asked him, hey, I need some information to put together that presentation that we're going to present to the board. So I need that right away. I'm gonna go ahead and call Mo. I don't know if you can. So if you flip over to my screen here, I can show you. Well, I'll just go ahead and initiate a call to Mo.
All right.
So I'm gonna go ahead and add video.
Hey, Dean.
Hey, Mo, how are you doing?
Oh, I am stressed out. Oh, hey, you're looking pretty good. How's
I need
it going?
That. Well, yeah, I need that data. We need to finalize that presentation.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We got a little delayed on my flight. I'm just heading into the taxi right now. I don't have the deck on me. Is there a way you could just, you know, share it out real quick and I could look at what's needed?
Sure, it's on my OneDrive. I'm gonna go ahead and share it out with you so you can edit it from there.
Perfect. Thank you.
Sounds good. I'll get to you right away.
Appreciate it. While you do that, I'm actually going to go into my OneDrive right now. And this is essentially my cloud location where all my files can be accessed, right? Anywhere, anytime. And the great thing is, you know, as soon as somebody shares a document with you, so you might have your own documents in your cloud storage in your OneDrive, but once somebody shares it with you, it's easily accessible as well. So we have a tab over here called Shared on the bottom. And I could see that Dean just shared out the executive's biannual business review. So this view right here is actually a look into all the files that have been shared out to me across organization. So whether it be Dean, whether it's Karen, whether it's my other colleagues around the world, it doesn't matter. As soon as a file is shared with me in the cloud, I could access it through this this nice consolidated view. So I'm going to go ahead. Hey, Dean, do I still have you?
Yep.
All right, perfect. I'm going to go ahead and open that document up.
So I've got it open as well. So you got the share I sent out?
Yeah, just give me a second here. I'm on my LTE network. It's kind of slow, so let's wait for that slide to. Yep, got it up.
Great.
And I could see you're actually editing it. Perfect. So what do you need exactly?
Can you add that the data analysis that you did on our results?
Oh yeah, you bet. All right. So here's that slide deck. Let me actually change the orientation here so I could see it a little better. And go in here, insert a picture. Bam. All right, let me go ahead and resize that, make it look nice and centered within the slide. Perfect. Let me save that and refresh. Wonderful. Hey, Dean, do you see the edits?
Yep.
I just put in that chart in the PowerPoint.
Should be coming up, yep.
And hey, if you don't mind, I'm looking at the title slide.
Yep.
And I just realized it's missing some names of the presenters.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and add that in.
All right.
Sure thing.
All right, nice. So, just got a notification that you modified the slide. Oh, nice. And using different color. Although I actually prefer purple, but this is fine.
I think red is a bolder statement.
Yeah, I think that's not red, Dean. That's orange.
Okay, so orange. So let me change that.
That's fine. Don't worry. I don't think the execs are gonna worry too much about the color. Does the data look good though?
Yeah, it looks fine to me.
All right. Hey, listen, Dean. I'm gonna get in the taxi right now. I should be in the office in about 10-15 minutes. Do you mind quickly sending out a meeting invite?
Sure thing.
And what attaching this presentation?
I'll go ahead and create that meeting invite and I'll add that. And I'll add the conference room as well, so we'll have it up and ready when we get there.
Perfect. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Hey,
I'll
have a safe drive there.
All right?
Yep, we'll see you in a bit.
All right. Take care. All right. So while Dean sets up that email, let me just quickly recap that scenario. So again, very common scenario in the workplace. We're working within a team. One person is in the office. One could be in a mobile station. You could be at a coffee shop. You could be like an airport in my scenario. And we all know how difficult it is to pull out that big laptop of yours, get connected to the internet while you're on the move. So using my iPad, which is a little more compact, right? We actually have all our office products available on iOS. So I was able to quickly access the file Dean sent to me over OneDrive through the OneDrive app. I was able to open it directly in PowerPoint, and you saw that co-authoring, right, real time. Instead of the typical scenario where Dean sends me an email and says, hey, listen, put in that chart. I'm like, okay, cool. I'll update the document. I go email it back. Takes about a few minutes to get there. Dean opens it up, reviews it, a few more minutes go by, he sends it back to me, we make another, it's not effective, right? We've all been there. And especially when dealing with big PowerPoint presentations that are, you know, 50, 100 megabytes, it really slows it down. And considering the scenario we're in, where we have to meet with our business executives in about 5 minutes from now, that real-time co-authoring experience is absolutely invaluable. All right, so Dean.
I'll go ahead and create the meeting. You want to flip over to my screen here real quick? So I'm going to go ahead and create this meeting request. I have my Outlook up here. Oh, can you pull up my screen on the screen? There we go, thanks. So I'm going to go ahead into my Outlook here. I'm going to go ahead and create a new meeting. And I'm just going to add my colleagues here. I'm going to add our we'll call our Surface Hub, so you'll see that in action. I'm going to go ahead and attach the meeting invite. So I'm just going to go ahead and insert. And one of the things here is I'm just going to make this a Skype meeting. And then I'm going to go ahead and send it out. And what you'll see in a second is that you'll see it show up on the Surface Hub in the conference room. So I'll just go ahead and send this out. Excuse my typos and send this out. And then I'll go ahead and switch to Omar at the conference room.
You bet. All right, so I just got into the office here, rushing into the conference room. And this is, I want to give a quick kind of intro about this device. This is one of my favorite devices. You know, when you go into a meeting room, think about the equipment that you have to deal with, right? You have the projector, you got to deal with cables plugging into your laptop, you got to deal with joining an audio bridge, maybe a video bridge. So we have this Surface Hub, which is our premium experience for meeting rooms. It's an all-in-one device. And the great thing about it is you have that one-touch join experience, right? So this is the startup page right here. You see the time. We're actually a little bit early for the meeting here, which is great. And you'll see the meeting that Dean created, the biannual executive board meeting. The only thing I have to do is just go ahead and touch that, and bam, I'm in the meeting, right? So I'm going to see that Karen, or Dean, playing the role of Karen, is in the meeting already. And remember that PowerPoint presentation we were working on? So typical scenario, right? The challenge is how to actually present that content in a meeting room. And we found out statistically, you waste about 3 to 5 minutes every time a meeting starts struggling with just getting that PowerPoint to present, right? Fooling around with the cables, like we said before, but you know, working with the resolution on your device. With the Surface Hub, and there's Dean showing his video, with the Surface Hub, we actually have the opportunity, if you send a attachment to the meeting room, you could pull that up directly through the content section here. And for additional security, it requires you to actually enter a PIN. So I'm going to go ahead and say get a PIN. I'm going to send that PIN to Dean. Hey, Dean, do you mind? Should be getting an email any second here with that PIN. And again, the reason for this is when you join in a meeting, as you saw, the experience is super quick. But make sure that you know the content you're presenting is approved by the person that you know sent out the invite. It will go and send that person a PIN, which I'll go enter here in a second.
7875.
7875. Okay. So as you can see, there's that executive's biannual business meeting presentation we created. I'm gonna click on that and give that. There you go. So as you can see, simultaneously, I'm running the Skype for Business call. I could see the video. And at the same time, in a different panel, I could see the presentation we worked on. And from here, either I, the presenter, or anybody in the Skype for Business meeting could take over and move forward the slides. So bam, there's the slide that we both worked on in that co-authoring scenario. And a lot of times in a meeting, you can imagine you're talking about something in PowerPoint, and a question comes up. Well, can you give me some more details about that, right? And you jump over to potentially your whiteboard, and you start whiteboarding a scenario out. So we talked about this being a premium device, right, and a premium experience. Check this out.
Yeah, so Mo, can you tell me how you came up with those numbers, or can you whiteboard that out?
Oh, these numbers right here?
Yeah, can you whiteboard that out?
Yeah, very simple, right? So I'm grabbing the pen that comes with the hub, and I'm going to select the whiteboard option. So as you can see now, split the screen again. This actually runs Windows 10 in the background. So split the screen, the video is still available, the PowerPoint deck is still available, and now I have the whiteboard, which is essentially a OneNote file. I'm going to go over here to the other side, okay? And let's actually look at, for instance, Dean, if you don't mind,
sure.
I'm going to hide you there for a second just so we can look at the PowerPoint deck a little bit better. And I'm going to talk about some of the numbers, right? So as you can see, income taxes and deductions took up 20%, accounted for 20% of our finances. The next big category was rent, so that accounted for 24%, right? And then the category after that, which was a food, 9%. So seems like at our company, we have a lot of people that eat a lot. That accounts for 9% of our expenses on a biannual basis. It's a lot, right? So you're wow. Whiteboarding. Let's take this a little step further, right? I need to pull an image down or content from the web, right? So I could easily, from the hub, launch Edge and search for anything, either using Cortana or using our built-in keyboard over here. I'm gonna switch this to keyboard mode and go to bing.com, bam, and search for content from here. Once I have that content, check this out. Oops, all right. I could take a screenshot, select the relevant portion of that screenshot, and bring it into my whiteboarding experience. Let's go back over here, go to our PowerPoint presentation, and bring back our whiteboarding, just like that. And while I have that screenshot in there, I could start annotating on this area as well. So pretty cool stuff, right? Now you might be thinking to yourself, Dean, great, we just had this really successful meeting thanks to the power of the cloud, Office 365, and the Surface. Now, how am I going to get all these notes from the whiteboard to all the attendees in the meeting? All right, common issue. Typically, Dean, what would you do?
I'd pull out my phone and take a picture of the whiteboard.
Take a picture. Send it out to all the attendees. You might miss somebody. Not the best experience. So check this out. I'm going to scroll, close that PowerPoint out. Over here, we have this option to send the whiteboard either through our built-in mail application. And here's the cool thing about it. It will send it as a PNG file, so an image file for quick consumption on, let's say, devices that might not have OneNote, and it's going to send it as a OneNote notebook, right? And you could easily go in here and add the invitees that will receive, or the recipients that will receive this file. By default, it'll include anybody that's in the actual Skype for Business meeting. Pretty awesome, right? Now, you might not want to send it. You might want to upload it to your OneDrive, right? So another cool feature built into the Surface Hub experience. So from here, I could go in and quickly sign in to my account, upload this as both a PNG file and a OneNote file, and have it on my OneDrive, and there I could share it from both the internal attendees. I could even share it externally to partners and vendors, all that very digital experience versus, you know, the traditional way of taking that picture with your cell phone, maybe not the best quality, and dealing it with that way. All right, excellent. So. Dean, great session, great meeting. Executives super happy with us. It looks like we might be getting a raise after this meeting. Totally impressed them. I'm going to go ahead and close out this meeting. Very simple right here. Hit the I'm done. Bam. Done on time.
Right. Yep. One of the neat things that Omar just showed there was the power of the Surface Hub as a group collaboration device. The nice thing about this as well is that not everybody needs to have that. I was participating in the meeting from my laptop. I could as easily participate in that meeting from my iPhone, my iPad, or Android device. We have the Skype for Business client available across multiple platforms. So the participants in the meeting can be joining by any of those devices. So you could be on your phone just watching the session, on your PC, on your Mac, all participating in that session. You don't have to be in the same room. In fact, I had a customer here on Monday. They were asking to collaborate across two geographies on the East and the West Coast using the exact same scenario. Yep. Great job, Omar.
Thanks, Dean. All right, Dean, let's do a quick recap and call to action. Sounds good?
Sounds great.
So, first and foremost, thanks again for the opportunity to come here and present about creating better teams, great and better collaboration. We talked about Microsoft solutions in the cloud via Office 365 on how to increase productivity with team members that could be in different regions, in different locations, one working in the office, one working, as we saw today, in the airport, having that effective and real-time communication and collaboration through that co-authoring experience and that Skype for Business call. And then finally, bringing that all together to deliver a rock star presentation using the Surface Hub, being able to digitally bring in your presentation, your attendees, and content in one place, one integrated place, and not deal with those hiccups when you get in a meeting room and you're trying to dial into a bridge and whatnot. So, call to action for everybody that's watching. If you have not worked with Office 365 before, or you might have Office 365 and you're looking for ways to deploy it in your organization and increase that adoption and accelerate that deployment, we have this great resource called the Microsoft Fast Track Center. And that center basically is staffed with a lot of professionals dedicated to getting you on our platform in the cloud. Talking to you about your requirements, talking about your scenarios, whether that's going all to the cloud, getting a hybrid kind of setup and topology or configuration in place, and even talking about change management, right? So it's not just about the technology, it's about the people change. So this is a great place. It's a benefit to you as a customer to contact the Fast Center and get engaged with them to help you onboard to Office 365. So next steps, like we said, if you do not have an Office 365 account today, go to office.com and sign up for your free trial. You get a free trial of all our products. What you just saw today with Dean and I showing off Skype for Business, using Outlook to set up meetings and schedule meetings, using the co-authoring apps, both Office on the desktop, Office on your tablets and your mobile devices, right? And then if you want to start your journey and get Office 365 deployed in an organization, contact Fast Track. That's fasttrack.microsoft.com. Now, you might be well on your journey, right? And you're thinking, Microsoft, what do you have in your future roadmap? We have one single location for that, fasttrack.microsoft.com/roadmap. You could see all the features. We're very transparent, right? We deliver features a lot quicker in the cloud, but we want you to be ready for those features and new solutions. So keep in touch with the roadmap, look at what's in development, what's rolling out, and what's in plan, right? And then finally, you know, we're here today in beautiful Irvine at this MTC. Let's not forget, there's 14 of these Microsoft Technology Centers around the US, and about 41, I think, globally?
We're adding every time.
Yeah. We're expanding. I just came from the one in Seattle. I'm actually based in the one in Seattle. We just opened 3 months ago. So get engaged. Look for a local Microsoft Technology Center. Talk to your account team representatives. This could be your account manager. This could be your SSP, your TSP. Get in touch with them, all right? Ask them, hey, listen, how can the Microsoft Technology Center help us with our journey to the cloud?
All right.
Dean, any final thoughts?
Yeah, I think that's awesome. In fact, there's a website we have, microsoft.com/MTC. And you can see all the locations that we're at. Also, I wanted to highlight that last week we had our biggest Microsoft user conference of the year, Microsoft Ignite. And I just pulled it up here, but if you go to ignite.microsoft.com, if you missed that, we have over 200 of the sessions available via download. So if you missed that conference, you can see the keynotes, which is awesome. Our CEO Satya had an amazing keynote. You can see what we're coming out with. Also, if you want to learn more about any of the technologies we covered here today, there are breakout sessions on all of that. So that's an amazing resource. Additionally, we have recorded all of our MTC Studio webcasts, You just have to go to aka.ms/mtcstudio, and you can see all the past webcasts that we've done. I'm going to check to see if there's any questions. So let's see. I think here Omar one I've wanted to bring up. You made the collaboration look so easy. What is the ramp up time to get everything really working and integrated and seamless?
That's a great question, Dean, and it's actually a question we get a lot from our customers. Think about the applications that your users are currently using. Are they on Office today? Are they using something like SharePoint for file collaboration? Are they currently using Skype? If the answer to all those questions is yes, that ramp up time is not as long, right? It's basically introducing them to the newer versions of these applications and these solutions and giving them training to be able to actually use those applications. Now, if your organization is not using Office, not using things like SharePoint already, you're really gonna have to, again, look to our Fast Track Center to talk you through things like people change management. Don't forget, technology is always gonna be updating. And in the cloud, it's updating faster than ever. So don't forget about the people change management aspect. Investing time, training your users, making them aware of the changes that's coming through, and how to best leverage those tools. And you said it great, right? You made it look so easy. Once you train your users and give them the awareness on how to best leverage those technologies, that collaboration experience is gonna be looking so easy to everybody in the organization.
I had a request to post the URLs in the Q&A, so I'll go ahead and do that during the break. The next question that came in was, let me just look over here. In terms of mobility, is Office 365 fairly device agnostic in accommodating a third party smart Wi-Fi devices?
Well, we do have, something we pride ourselves on is cross-platform, right? So we work great on obviously Windows PCs and Windows devices, but we also work great on iOS devices and Android devices. So whether you're on an iOS tablet, like my iPad that I have over here, or your iPhone, or an Android-enabled device like the Samsungs, you could open up our Office apps and that experience is consistent, and that's what's really important. So we pride ourselves about being cross-platform and creating a consistent experience for your users so they don't get an experience in on their Windows PC and they get a completely different experience on their iPad.
Yeah, in answer also to that earlier question, we have actually a couple things coming up. In a lot of the MTCs, we have something called our always-on sessions that are occurring every month where we cover a lot of these technologies. We can come in and learn about from the architects these technologies. We also have something called a Microsoft Experience Center where your team can come in and get hands-on experience with the technologies. Additionally, one of the things we did with Skype, the common question I get is what happened to Link? I don't know if you've heard of the term Link before, but a common question was the prior version of Skype for business was called Link. What we did with Link was that we noticed that 300 million people are using Skype consumer at home. In fact, over 35% of all international phone calls are carried over Skype. So what we did with Link was that we rebranded it to make it look more like Skype and renamed it to be called Skype for Business. So that UI experience, user experience is very familiar to end users. Since they're using it at home, they can just come to the office and use the same thing. Yeah.
But that's a great point, Dean. I mean, I know it's been a great success, the always-on sessions at the MTCs. Very informative to our customers. Coming in, learning about a new topic, whether you're a technical decision maker, a business decision maker, or even just an IT pro or developer looking to ramp up on the newest technologies, get training. These are great sessions open to our customers to come into the Microsoft Technology Centers and learn from the top architects.
Great. The question came here about security. Can you talk a little bit more about the security and compliance and how is encryption work in this area? in the suite, in the Office 365?
Yeah, so that, a bit overloaded question. I could go on for another hour talking specifically about security.
I think we even have a couple sessions on that
in
the past.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we do. I think, you know, we actually have, I just gave an always on session about effective security in mobile world. We have multiple other sessions around the MTCs on this topic specifically, because we know it's such a big topic and such an important topic with our customers. Again, we pride ourselves around building trust with you, our customer. So we don't look at this topic lightly. We have an entire portal in Office 365 called protection.office.com, where you could have a central location to manage all security or compliance rules, look at auditing across all of Office 365, any activities, whether a user updates a group, removes permissions, deletes a file, accesses a file, sends an email, logs in, from what IP, all that is being tracked and is available to you to monitor. So again, I know that doesn't answer the full question, but we could certainly address that in one of our other sessions that we have.
Yeah, this is a big area of investment for Microsoft. In fact, I heard Julia White, one of our VPs, talk about how we've invested over $1 billion into security in Office 365. So it's a big area of commitment for us. In fact, you know, if you go to a site called the Trust Center, you can search for that in your browser. It talks about all the different compliances and certifications that we've gotten across our cloud services.
Yeah.
One of the other things that I think is really interesting is that, let's skip my thought now. Mm.
Yeah, there's another, you know, other than the Trust Center, there's actually, we just launched this new service called securestore.office.com. And that will actually give you a rating of how secure your cloud environment is, whether you have things like multi-factor authentication enabled, whether you're doing RMS, Rights Management Services encryption on your documents. So this is a new service that we just launched that's accessible for you to get a rating on how secure your environment is. Sorry, Dean, you were saying something before I cut you off.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for saving me on that one. There actually is a great channel on YouTube as well called Microsoft Mechanics. It talks about all the latest releases that we have in our across our cloud services. In fact, there's some exciting things that are coming out with identity protection.
Yep.
We really believe that identity is the key to securing your enterprise. We have a lot of great, there's really short 15-minute videos just like this one, which talks about a lot of the latest features that are coming out in our cloud services and around security.
Hey, Dean, real quick, just on that note of YouTube, we obviously just had our huge Microsoft Ignite conference in Atlanta, or Hotlanta.
Yeah.
And we published all those videos on demand for you to view on YouTube.
Yep.
So I know I do this all the time. I sit back when I get home, get on my lazy boy, open up my YouTube application, my smart TV, or my Xbox, and just load up a playlist of new videos. And it's just awesome, man. I just sit back and enjoy
a video
from Ignite. Yeah, it's a great experience. So check that out. Go to YouTube.com, search for Microsoft Ignite, and we've actually categorized the different series based on topic and audience.
Yep.
So enjoy those videos.
Well, I think that we're pretty much running low on time, but yeah, you can also reach them via that ignite.microsoft.com. We have them cross index there. Let's see if any questions here. Connect with the security one. I think that's it. Well, I wanted to thank everyone. Thank Omar for joining us here today. We thank everyone for joining us. Next week we'll be coming up with the next session in this series. So we'd like to invite you to join us again at the same time. And we'll be covering that next week. Again, signing off, this is Dean and Omar.
Mo Omar, signing off.
Mo Omar, sorry, Mo. And we'll see you.
Yep.
Take care,
guys.
Everyone.
Thanks for clicking in. Bye-bye.